we get the second hour underway, though, by welcoming to the program a sculptor, visual artist who is not only participating as an artist, but is helping to curate a wonderful exhibit going on right now through the 28th of April at Culture Lab, LIC, in New York City. It's called Behind the Mask, The Art of Woman Welders. We're happy to welcome in Janet Rutkowski. Janet, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Rich, and thank you for having me on the show and giving me the opportunity to promote our show. I really appreciate it. So, yes, we open the show Thursday, March 7th, and this is Behind the Mask, The Art of Women Welders. We have 30 women ranging in age from mid-30s to 87, someone still welding. And the show has just been incredible. We had such a great reception. We were on Pix 11 News. The outpouring of just great reviews has been mesmerizing.
And I would say it's safe to say that there's a misconception out there that this particular art form is only the province of men.
Well, I hate to say that, but I've personally, in my workplace, when I've worked in shops that helped me fabricate some of my pieces, I've never had a problem with men in the welding workplace, and they were fascinated. But your average person, when they say, you weld, they're just taken aback. It's not rocket science. it's just as hard as learning how to cook in the kitchen. So, there is a misconception that this is something that women artists aren't recognized for.
And how appropriate that you have this show all going on this time of year, especially as part of Women's History Month.
Exactly. So myself and my co-curator, Karen Kettering Dimmitt, during the fall, we both had this idea at the same time to do something during Women's History Month. And since we're both welders, we said, wouldn't this be a perfect, myth buster, that we will really take the veil off of the myth of women in the welding place. And it's, like I said, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And the diversity of work is just amazing, from people who are hammering steel, forging it, along with welding, people that are doing very delicate things. It's really a beautiful show.
Boy, and I looked at some of the pictures and some of the videos, and it's an incredible range of works there. For anybody who thinks, I know what metal sculpture looks like, I don't think you can say that. It can't be defined that simply.
No, we have some very structural architectural pieces. We have some very floral, feminine. We have one artist, a French artist, Christine. She not only has a beautiful octopi, which is a beautifully welded piece, but she also brought in, I asked her to bring in two of her functional art pieces and their lights. And they're just really, really beautiful. They're artistic, they are sculptural, and yet they're functional.
Now, you went to an arts high school. You've always been interested in the arts, and you started with drawing. You worked in other media, including clay. But am I right that you had a mentor who said to you, Janet, you need to learn how to weld?
So, yes, I started off, I studied at the High School of Art and Design, which was a big challenge because I was coming from Staten Island. I'm a native New Yorker. And as a young person, I was taking ferries, trains to get to school every day. So it was quite an experience. Yes, I didn't do much after high school, but 10 years later, I had that need to find some artistic talent again. And I went through a few different venues, but I did find welding. And how I found welding, I was working at a studio called Art Life Craft Studio. It was a father and son run studio on the Upper East Side. And Ron, who was the son, was a very, very good instructor and friend. And when my pieces of clay started to blow up in the kiln and destroy everyone else's work, he said, Janet, you know, I think that you need to learn how to weld. And I found a school. It was called the Sculpture Center. They had a wonderful gallery. It was located on East 69th between Lexington and 3rd. And there I learned how to weld. And the minute I put the torch in my hand, that fire, it was instant love. I don't know. I'm a Sagittarius, fire sign. Maybe there's some correlation with that. But I've been welding ever since, almost 40 years now.
I know you've got a passion for reading as well. How is that translated into your art?
So I was always a reader. A voracious reader. I think I literally ate books. So I'm highly influenced. I read everything from the French classics to, you know, many, many novels. But sci-fi fantasy has always been my love. And that has always influenced. And also mysticism and the occult. Different societies, mythological, ancient societies with symbols, and you'll see it appear in my work all the time. Philip Pullman, who wrote the Golden Compass, was one of my favorite stories, and that's all about rifts and portals and entries into alternative universes, and many of my pieces reflect that sensibility.
I love this quote of yours. Art is an unfounded religion whose inspiration comes from a divine source.
Well, I think we all have that inside of us, and it's very important to take something and bring it out and inspire people and create beauty in a world where we don't always have that. So the artist, the musician, the writer, we almost have a job to do to bring that into the world.
What is it about that very special workplace you have in Brooklyn that inspires you?
Ah, so the very special workplace, I think you actually know some of the people in this very special workplace.
I sure do. Your husband, Walter, who's been on with us a couple of times.
Yeah. Yes, he has. So I feel very comfortable because I've heard you speak so many times. So we have an old firehouse in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, which myself and my husband, Walter Kennel of American Nomads Band, bought and gutted and renovated from scratch. And that was in 1985. And it's always been it's band practice. We've had art shows, we've had all types of things. It's kind of a center for creativity, and it's a beautiful space. It's a showcase of our art and our music.
Sounds like 2023 was a pretty productive year for you as well.
So the pandemic actually was a time of reflection for myself and maybe many other artists. During that time, I couldn't go to the studio, and I created over 200 works on paper, so I wasn't doing quite as much welding. And I was fortunate enough during the pandemic to have a one-person show in New York at Time Arts Gallery, where I presented a series of pieces called Reflection from the Inner Citadel. And then last year, it just took off. I had one show after another. I curated a big show again at Culture Lab for a group called the Sculptors Guild, and that was Past Tense, Future Infinite. And that was a really wonderful show also. This is my third show I've curated in this space, and I'd like to give them a little bit of a shout out because this is a wonderful art organization. It's a not-for-profit. It gives platform to a lot of different types of art. They do comedy, they have music, they have music events, they have live concerts in their parking lot all summer long. They showcase artists that sometimes don't have a voice. So it's a really, really wonderful organization to be hooked up with.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful show that's going on right now. I caught one of the local interviews with one of the artists who said New York is such a perfect place for this because she said, I grew up surrounded by metal. And so, of course, there was inspiration everywhere I looked.
Yes, that was Alexandra Limpert, and her pieces are huge. They're monumental. They're larger than life, constructed from steel. She even said something about she's been surrounded by steel all her life. And I'm actually almost shared a studio with her many years ago. It didn't work out. And I was so impressed by her work that the minute I had the concept for this show, I contacted her immediately. And actually, this Saturday, we're having a Meet the Artist. And that's Saturday the 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll be serving some mimosas, a little croissants. So we would love the public to come and talk to us. It's very informal. Everybody gets to chat, ask us questions, and enjoy the show and enjoy a little nice beverage.
Behind the Mask, The Art of Women Welders, through the 28th of April at Culture Lab, LIC, in New York. Janet Rakowski, wonderful to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us, and please give our best to Walter as well.
Okay, thank you, Rich. And thanks to Ken Franklin, who helped to orchestrate this interview. So I really appreciate it, and have a great day.
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, and as always, thanks to the great Kenjamin Franklin. It's 15 minutes after 5 o'clock on Downtown on this Tuesday afternoon.